Masechet Avot, Perek Vav, Mishnah He. We mentioned in the last Mishnah, the Kitrecha Gadol Mikitram, that the crown of the Torah scholar is greater than their crown, talking about that the crown of Torah is greater than the crown of royalty. We'll elaborate on that in this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Gedola Torah Yoter Min HaKehuna Min HaMalchut. Torah is greater than the Kehuna and greater than the monarchy, somebody who's a king. Shahamalchut niknet bishloshim ma'alot. The monarchy, kingship, is acquired with 30 different attributes. That means 30 different laws apply specifically to a king. Va'kehuna be'esrim ve'arba. And the kehuna is acquired with 24 attributes. That's talking about the 24 gifts that the Torah gives to a kohen, like tiruma, hala, etc. Va'torah niknet be'arba'im u'shmone devarim ve'eluhen. But the Torah is acquired with 48 different things. What we mean by that is there are 48 different qualities that a person needs in order to succeed in his Torah study. If he has more of those qualities, he'll be more successful. If he has less of those qualities, he'll be less successful in his attainment of Torah. We'll go through them in this Mishnah and the one following it. B'talmud, in learning, in constant studying. Somebody has to put as much time into studying as he can. B'shmi'at ha'ozen, listening carefully to your teacher. Barichat sefatayim, clear speech, knowing how to say things properly, out loud, clearly and distinctly. They help you remember and learn what you're talking about. Bibinat halev, with an understanding. Bisichlut halev, intelligence. Binat halev is the ability to understand one thing from another. And sichlut halev is the ability to predict what something will cause in the future. Be'ema, number 6. Fear of heaven. Fear of heaven, a person who has fear of heaven is going to be nervous to make mistakes in his learning. Bi'ah, reverence for one's teacher. You have to look at your teacher as somebody who you don't play around with, you don't act frivolously with. You have someone you respect in the highest regard. Be'anava, with humility. You don't also consider it beneath your dignity to ask a question in order to receive clarification. Besimha, with joy. Somebody who studies Torah, besimha, with a sense of joy, a person realizes he's close to Hashem when he's studying Torah, and therefore the divine presence, the Shekhinah, is going to rest on him, because when somebody is be'atzvut, when somebody is sad, the divine presence will not rest with him. Beshimush hachamim, serving hachamim. If you spend a lot of time with rabbis, you take care of their needs, you help them with whatever they need, then you're giving the ability to watch their behavior, and you could learn many lessons from it, even from just listening on to their conversation. Bidikduk haverim, analyzing together with friends. When you have the ability to learn b'havruta with others, that discussion, the back and forth, analyzing the text together will give you a sharper understanding of things. And bepilpula talmidim, sharp questioning of students. A teacher who teaches other people, when those people are peppering him with questions, when they're asking him for clarification, questions are going to come up that are unexpected, and therefore you'll be able to acquire Torah as well. Be yeshuv, you have to have a certain sense of calmness. If your mind is settled, if you're not distracted, you'll have the ability to concentrate and focus. Be mikra, a knowledge of the Tanakh. Be-mishnah, knowledge of Mishnah. If you know Tanakh and Mishnah well, those are the foundations, the building blocks for the rest of the Torah. You'll have the ability, as you go through Gemara, you go through Talmud, to understand the bigger picture without having to clarify every single point, every moment. Be-mi'ut shena, you're somebody who gets by on less sleep. You're not somebody who's looking to enjoy yourself in this world and to just relax. You need sleep, of course, to keep your mind clear and have the energy to learn properly. But if you're doing it in a way where you're doing too much sleep, 9 hours, 10 hours, you don't want to wake up in the morning, you're going to have less time to learn. Bemi'ut siha, you're not someone who's a talker. You're not wasting your time on unimportant matters, and you're really focused on what's valuable in life. Bemi'ut ta'anu, you're not pleasure-seeking. You're seeking to live a life not of abstinence, but you're not chasing after comforts and luxuries. You want to enjoy your life in a way, but you're not going to prioritize that over Torah study. Bemi'ut sehok, you're not somebody who's a constant joker. If you're joking and you're acting in that type of manner, it's going to pull you away from focusing on Torah properly. Bemi'ut derech eretz, with less working for your income. The Mishnah doesn't say you should not work. doesn't say no work. It says it shouldn't be your main priority in life. Work is a means to an end to sustain yourself and to provide for yourself. But the main focus in one's life should be Torah study. Be'erech hapayim. You're slow to anger. You don't get angry so quickly. If you're a person who gets angry, you forget your Torah learning quickly. Be'lev tov. You have a good heart, a kind-hearted person who is nice to other people. Be'emunat hachamim. You have faith in the rabbis. You accept the teachings and the rulings of the rabbis, even when they may not make perfect sense to you. But you have a tradition and you respect that tradition. And lastly, for this Mishnah, bekabalat ha'yisurin, you accept suffering. If you're somebody who's okay with accepting a little bit of suffering in life and you accept everything be'ahava, you're not going to question Hashem in his system of justice. You realize that Hashem rewards people and eventually will give them what they deserve in Olam Haba, not in Olam Hazeh. And therefore, if you're learning Torah and you're quick to abandon your faith in Hashem and your understanding that He's going to reward you later on, a person may give up quickly in this world. If you see your Torah learning is not giving you life, not giving you osher in this world, not giving you a life where there's no suffering, then you may abandon it quickly. And if you have the ability to break through and say, you know what, I'm going to stick to my learning consistently, regardless, a person has the ability to grow into a Talmid Hacham.